Good morning, good morning, good morning once again. This morning, I am believing God to be able to pass the message across effectively. Because I have a message for the church. But let me read this scripture as my opening scriptures. James chapter 2. I read from verses 14 to 18 and 26. What does it profit, my brethren? Though a man say he had faith and have not works, can faith save him? That's the question. Faith works. Faith works. Faith works. Faith works. So the evidence of my faith must be defined by my works. The evidence of my Christianity, my knowing God, must be manifested in my work in life. Verse 15, if the brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, you will not be that one. You didn't hear me. I say you will not be that one. And one of you say unto him, if depart in peace, be ye warm and filled. Notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are needful for the body. What does it profit? God expects us to be okay, and we can make people okay. He said you give, so you must have to give. Are you in church this morning? I can't hear. Are you in church this morning? Listen to me, you must have to give. It's a must. And there is a way to have. There is a way to possess your possession. It's only by talking. There is a way. And we are going to be looking at the ways. He said you have to give. You give. A man was traveling to Jericho. And the thief met him on the way. And assaulted him. And the priest passed by. He didn't have anything to offer. He was walking. Until the good Samaritan came, who had the kind of ambulance to carry the man. If the priest or the Levite want to help the man will have died. And you know what the man carried? He carried the man to the hospital and paid his bills. That's what the Bible is talking about. So who does that in the world that we live in today? Even our country don't even do it to us. Don't do it for us. He said faith and works. Because God knows that we have to spend time in this space. So don't talk to me only about faith. He knows we have to spend time in this space. Works. Even so, faith, if it had not works, is dead. Being alone, dead. Faith. Without works is dead. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who did what? He went about doing what? Doing good. He said they must see your good works and glorify what? Your Father which is in heaven. I have news for you this morning. Everything you see around you here today is as a result of the good works of men. Look at the front of you. Look at the screen that you're watching. You are listening to me with this microphone. You are enjoying the fan. You are enjoying the AC. You drove a car here. Works of men that he did for humanity to enjoy in this side of eternity. That's why we can see each other. Look at me. Can you imagine if nobody made these glasses for me? What will I be saying now? I'll be saying what? Eh? Oh, I won't be able to see some things. Then sometimes Christians, we deny these things. And we enjoy them. Can you imagine we don't have a telephone? Imagine it. No, we can't. Just imagine that they seize all our telephone. People cannot survive. I told somebody, I said, we seize your phone for 1 week. He said, you can't seize my phone for 1 hour. So all they did, it has become like our life. Works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith. It is only people who had the capacity and work their faith out and their life out that have what it takes to help others. And they are the one that you call the wealthy. Verse 18, yea, a man say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will do what? Say, I will. Say, I will. Do what? Plus what? So the question is, what are your works? You can't take faith alone. Faith has to beget something. Faith has to give back to something. Some people say, maybe somebody should give me 100 million, 200 million. I say, that is not a blessing. You didn't work for it. So you don't have money. Something is wrong somewhere. You have lost something. But if you make the money, you have grown making the money. That's the difference. In Nigeria, in Africa, we are people that think about entitlement. It's our turn. No, of course, it can be your turn and you might work to get there. But the truth of the case is this. People prefer that something has to be dropped on your lap. It doesn't work. Praise the Lord. Verse 20 says, if as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without work is dead also. QED. This month we are going to be considering strategic thinking to unlock your next level. Strategic thinking to unlock your next level. I don't know who doesn't have a next level. No matter how comfortable you are. Let me read my intro to you. Every rational mind should always be looking at life from a better perspective. You know what? Better families, better work, good work, network, relationship, everybody. You want to improve your relationships. You want to improve everything in life. That is the reason why we exist. You can't say, okay, I'm done. Remember the man. He said, now I will build a barn. I will do something, I will expand it. God said, you are a foolish man. Every rational mind, from a better perspective, but good as it seems, it could end up being a mirage if there is no concrete plan of action to arriving at your destination. So it is imperative that we almost engage our minds to think, but most importantly, think strategically. You know, a Japanese language say, Yoshina Yoshanga. It means good thinking, good product. It was a language that the Toyota used for their advert, I think, in the 90s. Yoshina Yoshanga. Good thinking, good product. Let me read the quote of a few people to you. The first one is Jeff Bezos. He said, anybody who doesn't change their mind a lot is dramatically underestimating the complexity of the world we live in. In fact, if you start a business today, technology will sack you in 6 months, or 3 years, or 5 years, depending on the kind of business you do. And that's why some people say, things are not working. Things are not working, but things have changed. They have moved from this level to, it's like they've moved. Things have moved. He said it, and I can assure you, Jeff Orisor, he was the one that started Amazon, the online retailer. And he had a web service. He had 32% of the cloud business. And that's why everybody stores their data now in the cloud. Can you imagine? How many people in Mategu, man? How do you understand these people? You are storing every data in the cloud now. He has 32% of the cloud business. When you upload now, they say you upload in the cloud. Okay, I'm people in Mategu, man. Okay, let me ask you a question. Your car, the tires of your car, if there is no air inside, will it move? I want you to Mategu. What capture Mategu in the tire? Our boys, they need prayers, Abi. She, they need prayers. And to my capture Mategu, I want to go to Mofefe, I want to go to Mategu. To my Mategu in the tire, to my Mategu in the tire. Let's go, daddy. She, okay. But then everything, Moto Nisi, first of all, I want you to go to Mategu. That, I play music here for me, no? Ah, Jesus is a mighty God, and he's okay there. It's called comfort. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I will be honest with you. Some people make it happen. Now, Benjamin Franklin said something. If everyone is thinking alike, then no one is thinking. And that's why I keep asking, when you have children, your husband, wife, you must not be thinking alike. Because you are not robots. Tell me you are doing cut and paste, cut and paste, cut and paste, cut and paste. No, you must not be thinking alike. Somebody can have a different view and different opinion. And that is the thing I love about the West. Everybody can say something. You can have an opinion. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. Please don't stop shutting people up. You never can tell. Remember that young girl? What's his name? Naaman. That young girl. If she did not have a voice in that house, they wouldn't have received their miracle. Can you ever determine who God wants to use next? That's his prerogative. That is the reason why he's Almighty God. Are you in church this morning? Excellent. Now, somebody said, also, you are born with the greatest weapon in all of nature, the rational and conscious mind, Robert Greene. Now, Einstein said this, the mind that opened to new idea never returned to its original size. And last but not the least, Ronald Reagan said, there are no constraints on the human mind. No wall around the human spirit. No barrier to our progress except those we ourselves erect. So that's why the Bible says, part A of Proverbs 23:7, as he thinketh in his heart, so what? So is he. So please, please, and please, let's take responsibility of where we are. Let create responsibility for everything. As a man thinketh. So where I am today is a function of my thinking pattern. Oh, my parent may not be wealthy, my parent may not be, may not, they say fear enough. We've seen people who started from nothing, who are somewhere. So please, let me tell you something. You know, some of the people that we mention their names, somebody will say, we are Christians, some people are believers, some people are unbelievers. I say, fear enough. But don't ever forget, when God gave us the commandment in Genesis, he said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and have dominion. Let me tell you something, he gave us commandment to survive here. So all the rules that men have made, you must obey. Do you know that most of the time we obey our rules more than we obey God? Your boss can tell you in the office that you are not going, you are coming to work on Sunday morning. What did he, do you think God expects you to do? To resign. You may not get another job. If you are driving and you are a pastor and a policeman stop you there, FRSC, say stop there. What do? You stop. Okay, you can call, before you tell me to stop here, you will say, excuse me, sir, excuse me. Say, okay, park. I say, park. Where your particular, you give it to him. You obey. So we are the one that created it. So when we talk about spiritual faith, no, there are too many rules that we made. God expects us to make rules to survive. If there are no rules, there will be no survivor. The challenge in Africa and Nigeria is we don't obey the rule of law. That is why we become lawless. Remember the Bible, it said there was no king in Israel. And every man was doing what? That which was right in their sight. God expects us to occupy this place, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. So we made all the laws, all the rules for ourselves to survive. So that's why when you have a case before somebody, you can go to court of law and they listen to you, they hear you out. It's part of the plan of God for humanity. Praise the Lord. I can't hear. I say, praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. So my first point this morning is, be in control of your mind. I'm talking about the new mind in Christ. Be in control of your mind. You know, some people are remote controlled. You know what? The Bible talks about them. It said like the wave of the sea. You know what? They move here now. They move here now. No, they are not stable. No, the Bible talks about some people say they are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abide for. Say some people, they are like the wave of the sea. Anywhere a wave move them, they move them. Anywhere a wave move them. When they get to an office, they are Christians, so when they start doing all this shady thing, they join them. When they are in church, they become a Christian. When they get to another place on Wednesday, they join them. They are not stable. Some people, when they see their wife, they love their wife. When they see another girl, they love another girl. They are not stable. Are they stable? They are not stable. Be in control of your mind. Because your mind is an asset. It's an asset. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I read from verse 14 to 16. Now, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So there is a natural mind. And that's why I said be in control of your mind. Do you know that you can switch more to natural mind than the other mind, than mind of Christ, most of the time in life? That's why you misbehave and you are still a Christian. But you misbehave because you have switched with the natural mind. God said, forgive. Say, I'm not going to forgive. Never, never, never. Some people even say, they say, I can forgive, but I will never forget. Okay, no problem. But we, God, who are supposed to mount iniquity, who can stand? You know the people I pity most? The people who live in unforgiveness. You know what? They carry something in their body. It's called sickness. It's evil. It's deadly. Unforgiveness. It's a killer. Killer of destiny. Killer of vision. Killer of purpose. Killer of dreams. Because you're always looking for a way to revenge. You're always looking for a way to... So you are beclouded. Your unforgiveness has become your Goliath. Just picture the Goliath in front of you. Then you can say, well, I can never defeat. You can never defeat anything in life because there's unforgiveness in your life. Am I talking? I can't hear. Am I talking? Are you in church this morning? I say, praise the Lord. Okay. Then there's a natural mind. Please. Be in control of your mind. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Yet he himself is judge of no man. Please judge nobody. No, judgment does not belong to you. You are sentencing people. The way he's doing, he can't make it. Who told you? You didn't create him. Abi, he can't make it. He's done for. No. The way I look at that sister, the way she's going, I don't know. The way I look at that brother, no. Don't write anybody off. That's not your job. Because no, as nobody should write you off, so you cannot afford to write anybody off. Look at the story of the prodigal son. The father gave him for the asking. And let me ask you a question. If you're a parent, can you do that? Overbearing parents. They are on top of everything. Please let people suffer. Let them give space. Give them space. They gave you space to when you were growing up. If you didn't have space, you would not be where you are today. Give space. Let people breathe. You know, he came to him. I'm sure it's not a one-day conversation. He came to him and told the dad, I want all my portion that belongs to me, and I'm going. Let's say the dad refuses to give. What do you think will happen? He will be rude. Yes or no? It will be create problem in the house. If you have a son, he says, I want to go and rent my house. Let them go and rent the house. Leave them alone. No. What is your age? What are you doing? I say he wants to go and rent this. Leave him alone. Maybe he's a graduate. Oh, le lo, mi le gba. Ile mi yala gba nule. Ko fe gbe yara e. O fe lo sowo yara ti e. Because o fe wa respond sibu. Leave them, let them go. How can you be? How can you? What at what age? When I went for my youth call, I told my dad, I'm not coming back home. I can't go back home to go and do what? Did he not train me? Did I not have brain? I will not go back home to go and do what? Instead of finding my way to survive in life, and say, we make mistakes, let them make mistakes, they will learn from their mistakes. And it will not be costly. You know why? You are praying for them. Do you believe in your prayers? Do you believe in your prayers? Why did you pray? Some people, you know, they said they have done good. They still stay there. One low shoti. Can't you believe God? Hello? I can't hear you. Hello? Are you in church this morning? Please give them independence. Let me explain this about thinking. For when our children were very young, we think for them. Abi, don't go there, do this. So as they began to grow, you know what? Everything we have done, we are thinking for them, we are training them. As they began to grow, you know what happened? We come at par at a stage in life. So that is why if you are not careful, they start challenging you. You know, when parents don't lash at you, you know parents don't lash at you, go, parents, okay, go. I'm a parent, yes or no? We are in the same show. Not only you. I am your daddy. Who did your daddy? You don't have to tell me. I know your daddy before. You don't know now I'm mommy. Who does not say you are not mommy? They can't take the title away from you. When I'm talking, you listen. I said, but when I'm talking to you, please use you to listen. You listen to each other. Because the Bible also said, honor your father and your mother, this may be law. He said, do not provoke your children to wrath. It's a balance. Praise the Lord. Parents, praise the Lord. Children, praise the Lord. Are we in church, Abby? Are we in church, Abby? Good thinking, good products. Look. This life that we live, don't put everything inside prayer. They will not package everything inside prayer. Man, but deceit, that's a deceit of prayer. If they package everything inside prayer, I will pray. And we'll go and do something. When you pray, now let's see now. Let's see your activity. Let's see your life. Let's see your results. I mean, if you are prayerful, am I not going to see your result? The father did not say, don't go. I'm sure the man must have prayed. Said, if I don't give him, he has to go.
So the guy left. Why did you think he came back to his senses? Because he had been trained. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. When his own will not depart from, even when they make mistake, they return. And you don't want to deny them the experience of life. If you deny them the experience, they will never grow up. And you know what? They are different from you. So they have different fingerprint than you. You can be daddy, you can be mommy. No. God has a purpose for their life. Praise the Lord. Let's leave that for a while. Abby, we should, Abby. Excellent. But I've made my point. Have I made my point? Excellent. Verse 16. For who had known, listen to this, who had known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? And listen to this. Who? That's the question. You know what? There's an answer. But we do what? We have what? We have what? The mind of Christ. That means we can communicate with God. That's the meaning. That means we have access to him. That means there's something that connects us to God. We have the mind of Christ. So if you ask me, where is the mind? Where is the mind? Let me just give you a short explanation. You know that in a computer, you have the hardware and you have the software. The brain is like the hardware. The mind is like the software. That's why we didn't say we have the brain of Christ, but we have the mind of Christ. Now, let me tell you what can happen. If you put 2,000 hardware computer here, you can install software on everything. So when you are born again, you have the mind of Christ. It's like installation of software. And of course, because there is a Microsoft Office on your computer, does not mean you know how to use it. So the mind of Christ is not automatic. That immediately I have the mind of Christ, I can do anything I like. The mind of Christ will work. No! You have to know what to do to trigger that mind. See my computer, everything is there. AutoCAD, everything. But you don't know how to use any of those softwares. So that is the way the mind of Christ is. The mind of Christ has been given to us. If we don't know how to deploy the mind of Christ, most likely people are living with a natural mind. Now let me tell you the benefit of the new mind. Number one, gives us access to God. The mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. Let me show it to us in, is it Isaiah 38? Mind of Christ. Isaiah 38. Mind of Christ. This is a privilege for believers. That is why, you see, we have no reason not to be successful. We have no reason to be discouraged. We have no reason because we have the mind of Christ. I read from verse 1. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. That is the sickness that will kill him. Sick unto death. Have you been diagnosed of any sickness? Have you just lost your job? I want to tell you exactly what the mind of Christ has the capacity to do. So that is why, you know what? There's no emergency with God. He is Jehovah God. He is the Almighty God. This man was sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus said the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. You know what I call this one? Holy setup. Holy setup. And I will tell you why. No, you don't want. You see, this guy was sick. He didn't know the sick guy was going to kill him. No, he was careless. He was not doing the right thing. So God had to send the prophet to him, so to speak. Because let me tell you something. He has to do something. The same thing, you must do something. You can do something with your life. You can do something with your situation. You can do something. He has been diagnosed. This is a sickness, it's a terminal illness. There is no solution. The doctor has given is a time. Even this is not doctor, this is God. In those days, there is no diagnosis. There is in those days. So God had to intervene. So that is why this day you are still expecting God to come and tell you, go to the hospital. This day they were not developed. Their mind is still small, little mind. There's no capacity. Now you have all the equipment. You go there to check yourself. You know, they spoke about medical what? Checkup. Some of you are not going. You expect God to send Isaiah to you. There's no Isaiah to be sent to you.
The only pastor in Reverend Nige, Reverend, that God will send to you now. You are expecting Isaiah? No. And that's exactly the way God has sent us to you. That the Fola Shires, all the medical doctor, they said, come for your checkup, do everything. Come, you must know your health status. That is the level that that's a new world that we live in. You cannot be thinking in the time of the Bible. It's called ignorance of existence. The man was sick and the sickness will kill him. He did not know. Fortunately, he had to go to do medical checkup. When he got there, he was told. So, mind of Christ, what do you do next? That is the issue. Mind of Christ, what do you do next? What do you do next? Somebody can start crying. They can start doing something. God exactly told Isaiah what to do. It was God that instructed him what to do. I'm talking about the fact that you know that we have the capacity with the mind of Christ sometimes to change, to move the hand of God. Not like proud, I can move. No. By his mercy that he has bestowed upon us. So don't be proud that you are moving the hand of God. Though. We only pray. It's only God that answers prayers. So don't be saying, yeah, the God of anything, the God of something. Some people do program. They say, come along, the God of Kenikan, we do something. No, you can't be predicting God. What did the man do? Mind of Christ, verse 2. Read together, let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Verse 2. Then what? Did what? To where? To the wall. Mind of Christ. The mind of Christ makes you do the right thing. The mind of Christ makes you to listen and understand what God expects you to do in every situation. There's always an expectation from God. Now, listen, diagnosis, then something is wrong, you've lost your job, this has happened in this world. The mind of Christ will route you. Oh, don't say it is sign, sealed, and delivered. I know what the diagnosis is saying. I know what they say. There's no, nobody survive. You will survive it. You are not nobody. You are not anybody. You have the mind of Christ. You are a child of God. Verse 3. Please, I want us to look at verse 3 very carefully this morning. Tell your neighbor, what is your CV? Ask one, what is your CV? That is where it comes in. Now, Isaiah, Ezekiel put forth his CV. 1, 2, 3, go, let's read together. And said, listen to, now, look at prayer. In this situation, if people don't understand how to pray this kind of prayer, the Bible says, concern me or put me in remembrance. Look at what he said. And he said, remember now, O Lord, I do what? I beseech you. Oluwa mubeyin. Oluwa, Oluwa ejo, waiting, God. Oluwa, full attention. Now, this is what you are supposed to do. You don't know that the sickness will kill you. I beseech thee, number one, now. How I do what? In what? With a what? Follow peace with all men and holiness. Without which no man shall see the Lord. When you need God, he will show up for you. You know what? You don't follow God on top of nothing. That is what I'm saying. It's not a question of you are sin today, you are not sin today, you did this today. No way. You walk before God. They that trust in the Lord shall be at Mount Zion. We cannot be moved but abide forever. You need God, though. You need God, though. Please stop all this. You need God. I walked before thee in what? In truth and what? And with a perfect heart. The Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart. For they will do what? You know what it means to see God? When you need God, God will show up. Bible says God is a present help in the time of need. Do you know that some people need help? They don't even have faith to pray. Because they don't, yes. They don't even have faith to do the right thing. There must be something about this guy that God had to go and trigger his sense of urgency. That's number one. Number two, look at number two. Show me your faith by your what? I will show you, by you your faith, I will show you my faith by my works. Works is speaking here. Look at the works. Works is speaking. So don't be telling me I'm a Christian. You don't have works. No. Now, and I've done that which is good in what? In thy sight. And Ezekiel wept sore. Now, please ask somebody beside you, what is your CV before God? You know there is a record in heaven. That is why, please, don't copy people. Don't support this. Don't bother. And somebody is doing something, they will look on me. Which one is my business? I maintain my lane. There is a record in heaven. They are recording it. So some people don't even have the capacity to pray because there is nothing to bring before God. So they've lost faith. They've lost everything. And they will say the devil, no, because you did, you couldn't. Elijah said before God, whom I stand. Verse 4. This is very, very refreshing. Verse 4. Look at verse 4. Very, very refreshing. Some people will say, when people say, I prayed, I fasted, I say, no problem. What did God tell you? How God has to speak. Prayer is not monologue. It is called dialogue. What did I say prayer is? When you talk to God, God must talk to you. If God is not speaking to you, something is wrong somewhere. And it's urgent. This is urgent. And then came the word of what? To who? Isaiah saying, go and say to Ezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of thy father. Listen to me. The same God that said he should put his house in order. Listen to me. You think your God does not want your involvement in life, in your life, in situation. Heaven and heaven belongs to God, but the earth has given to the sons of men. Position yourself to reign. Don't live a careless life. Oh, this doesn't work. What are you talking about? Is it about possession? Was it Mark's prophecy this morning? Which possession? I'm talking about people that carry God. Which money? How much money are you talking about? Which money? Somebody can call God. God can answer. You are talking about somebody is have $1 billion. Excuse me. What are you talking about? God showed up. God will show up for you. Hey, I said God will show up for you. Hey, the Bible says I've been young and old. There's something I've never seen. I have never seen a righteous man. What? You will not be forsaken. You see all these things that people talk about. I do laugh sometimes. God, but there are conditions. Strategic thinking to do what? To unlock your what? Your next level. I'm laying a foundation. If you don't have a spiritual foundation, there is nothing you are building on. Because we are more of a spirit, I'm telling you. I have heard thy prayers. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. Think about it. In that 15 years, who is it that will kill Isaiah? Oh, you have to answer me. Who will kill Isaiah? Which sickness will kill Isaiah? Which devil will kill Isaiah? No way. God has spoken. Praise the Lord.
Now, you know what God said? You know the mind of Christ? Lord Otto. Now, grant us the privilege to represent heaven on earth. Mind of Christ. Grant us the privilege to represent heaven on earth. He said, occupy till I come. So what are you doing with your life? Who are you? Occupy till I come. Anywhere I find myself in life, I don't care where the place is. I want to try as much as possible to occupy. It's not that I'm carrying religious toga, no. When you will be asking me, what do I have? What do I carry? I remember many years ago, so I traveled to U.S. after they gave me visa after 23 years. Don't laugh. I don't know what I did to them, but I did not give up. So I got to this, my friend, that we were friends, Nigeria. So I got there. And he was doing some things, and he was working. I already had my factory here. So I told him, I said, and I'd already taken side with technology in those days. No, I love technology. I said, my friend, I said, this thing you are doing, there must be something that can help you to do it. He said, no, it's not possible. There is nothing. He said, you just came from Nigeria. I'm in America. How can you know that there is something when I'm there living? I said, this one I'm telling you, it is not a function that I know I've seen the thing, but I know that there is something. So, you know, two friends now, you know, we have rough shoulder, we didn't, you know, there was this body language of, can you be instructing me? What is it? You know, do you know that level? In fact, when I was going to the airport, his wife took me to the airport, you know, I live in U.S. now, man, you know, man. So, no problem. So I left. When I left, he sat down one day, say, but at least there's no harm in trial. Can I not even search for something? He began to search. And he found out that there is a machine that can do exactly what he was doing. So he ordered the machine. Told me. So I went back a few months after. So he was supposed to go for training on that machine. So we went for the training together. So we trained. I was the first one that knew how to use the machine. Now, to cut the long story short, that was the turning point of that whole family. No, I don't want to talk to you about figures. That was the turning point. In fact, there was a time I traveled to U.S. He took me to a job he had done. He said, I did a job for $1 million. That was many, many years ago. He said that was the turning point for that family. The turning point. That information will represent God on earth. So peradventure, you don't even understand your purpose, your position. Okay, let us say I just got there. I was just careless. I didn't. You know what happened? That deliverance came for them because I came there. You know what? Anytime I get to U.S. now, there was one day I landed at the airport. He sent a limo to come and pick me at the airport. He said, you don't know what you did for us. So I didn't tell you early enough, but I must confess. I said, confess your sins. There is forgiveness. He said, you turned our destiny around. You don't want to know the figure that they are making. I don't want to tell you. He said, you turned our destiny around. By just one visit, you will have the right visitor. You also will be the right visitor. Privilege to represent heaven on earth. That is why it's more blessed to give than to receive. Forget about your life as in receiving things. That is the challenge with Africa. Nothing is enough. Nigeria, nothing is enough. There are 2 cars, 5 cars, 10 cars, 15 cars. They can even have a packed cab lot. It doesn't make sense. But you know what? They don't have the mind of Christ. But we do what? We have the mind of Christ. What does the mind of Christ do? The mind of Christ forgives. Number one. Because men must offend you. It is not that they may offend you. What did I say? Answer me. What did I say? They must offend you. The mind of Christ is one of the greatest assets for the mind of Christ, is the capacity to forgive. Please, please, and please. If you live in unforgiveness, I don't want to say you are not born again. You are not truly born again. Number two, the mind of Christ loves, sometimes unconditionally. The Bible says, oh, no man nothing except to do what? To love him.
No, please, don't, please, I want you to think about this. Can you now imagine husband and wife? Must I be commanding husband and wife to love each other?
No.
It is human to err, Abby. It is divine to do what?
To forgive.
So what am I doing with, okay, listen to me. Forgiveness, when I forgive, I am free, I have freedom, and you don't have the ability to forgive. Who are you? You are not a child of the devil. There is no love in the kingdom of darkness. You can't forgive. What is it about? What's your stress? What, tell me your stress. You will not be stressed out. An unforgiving man is a man that will be stressed out. An unforgiving man will be stressed out in life. Because if you don't forgive, God said he will not forgive you. Forgive us our, as we do what? It's conditional.
This morning, I have to wrap it up here. Do you have the mind of Christ? Answer me yes or no. I can't hear you. Do you have the mind of Christ? Do you have the mind of Christ? It's a creative mind. The mind of Christ is an innovative mind. The mind of Christ is the mind of freedom and liberty. The mind of Christ is the mind of joy. It's the mind that makes things happen. When a man carries the mind of Christ, when you get around them, something, they will infect you with something. It's called joy unspeakable. It's not the mind that everybody is, you are just always in a mood, negative mood, from morning to night. Pray, Abba. Ask, say waiting. Tell somebody, say waiting. Say be careful. Tell them now, be careful. Yeah, no, because that's the mind of Christ. It's a mind that creates an environment.